frequent abuse is the comma. Nobody knows how to use the comma. They splice independent clauses. Folks don't know the difference between a comma and a semicolon. It's extremely frustrating. They don't know where to put quotation marks. Do they go inside the period in the comma or outside the period in the comma? It's extremely annoying. And apostrophes drive me nuts because folks don't know the difference between an apostrophe that's possessive. They always use apostrophes for plural. And the rule is very simple. If it's plural, just add an S. I have one client who submits articles, and there are commas everywhere. I mean, willy-nilly, they're just thrown in. And so I asked her once, how come you put a comma here? And her response was, well, I hadn't used a comma in a while, and I thought it was time to put a comma in there. At San Jose State University, they had so many people in remedial English who were repeating remedial English that they said, look, you know, you have to pass this course, but you can take it only once at San Jose State. If you can't pass it, you've got it. You have to pass it, but you have to go to a community college because we just can't afford to fund all the remedial students.
Jeff Rubin is our guest. He's one of the people behind National Punctuation Day. You even note on your website that there is a Twitter contest in the punctuation world. But don't we blame social media for the demise of all literary rules?
Well, I'd like to blame social media for everything. But unfortunately, a lot of teachers allow students to write essays and theme papers and compositions using Twitter language, social media language. And their idea is that if they understand the concept, the broad generalization of what they're trying to get across, it doesn't matter. And the truth is, it matters a whole lot. My wife and I do a program in elementary schools called Punctuation Playtime. The kids learn the 13 punctuation marks that are on our website, but they learn it with games. We play a game called Pin the Punctuation Mark on the Sentence. We sing a song called The Punctuation Rap. I had one teacher tell me that she didn't know that the three dots were called ellipses. Now, how is that possible? Now, I don't mean to come down on teachers because I know a lot of good teachers. But unfortunately, I know a lot of bad teachers too. And I think that's one of the reasons why there are so many poor performing school districts in the country with no hope of getting any better.
Jeff Rubin is our guest. The website is nationalpunctuationday.com. It's today, September 24th. The Toronto Globe and Mail cites a utility that lost $2 million because a comma was in the wrong place.
There are examples of lawsuits throughout the United States, and that one happened to be in Canada, where misplaced punctuation marks have resulted in huge financial penalties, but it's even worse than that. Unlike high school teachers or friends who might excuse your grammatical errors, your punctuation errors, your college professor is not going to do that. If you're using a comma where you should be using a semicolon, that's wrong, and in college you're going to get penalized for it. Now, when you get out into the real world, I've had HR managers bemoan that they cannot promote from within because the entry-level people who they hire do not have the writing skills to advance up the ladder in their companies, because every time you advance, it requires a greater degree of communication skills. I don't want to end on a negative note. Hundreds of teachers throughout the United States make their kids participate in this contest. I get emails from teachers who tell me that they're making a difference and they actually build lesson plans around punctuation. this is what I hoped. And each year we get more and more teachers on board, and that has been very gratifying. What is a semicolon? A semicolon separates two independent clauses. What is an independent clause? An independent clause has two things, a subject and a verb. You can treat it as two sentences. The way we teach it in the elementary schools is we tell the kids, if those two independent clauses, if those two sentences are so related, they're like brother and sister, you want them to go together, you put a semicolon in there instead of a period. A period would suffice, but a semicolon brings those two independent clauses together.
Let's put a period on it, and to use it properly, that means the end.
That's it.
Jeff Rubin, thanks very much.
Steve, thank you.